Welcome to Weekly Parsha Insights.
Parashas Vayeshev. I've titled this, Life is Not a Picnic, or Is It? And hopefully by the time we're finished, you'll understand why I've entitled it like that. So the opening words of this week's parasha are Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz mugurei aviv be'eretz Kanaan. Yaakov settled down, Yaakov sat, Yaakov dwelt, Yaakov lived in the land of the dwelling of his father, in the land of Canaan. So first of all, Arachaim and other Meforshim grapple with the necessity for this pasuk, because if all we're after is trying to work out where Yaakov Avinu was geographically located, we have a pasuk in last week's Sedra, Lamed Hei Chof Zayin, where it says, Vayavi Yaakov, He Chevron, Asher Goshom Avram VeYitzchak, that Yaakov Avinu settled in Chevron, where Avram and Yitzchak, his father's grandfather, were there. So the idea that we needed to know where Yaakov Avinu was dwelling now is for the birds. So the Meforshim go on their own paths as to understand why this pasuk and what this pasuk is telling us. But I feel, given what we're about to talk about, that perhaps the reason for this pasuk is to deliver the message, one of which we're going to discuss today. Rashi is famous on this very pasuk. Rashi brings many, I think it's three, different blocks from Chazal, which Rashi says is hidden within these words of Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Mugurei Aviv, which is quite a phenomenal feat. In one tiny pasuk, you have so much Chazal. One of the points that Rashi brings from the Medrash, and I think it's famous, is Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to settle down and live in peace and tranquility. And as a response, Kofatz Olav Rugzei Shel Yosef, the whole parasha, which is the main theme of the parasha this week, of the story with Yosef and his brothers and how he ended up in Mitzrayim, takes place. Now, the Bereishis Rabbah is slightly different Loshon to Rashi, and I do want to quote it because I think it gives us a little bit different slant to the words of what's being said here. And the Medrash says like this, Omer Avacha, B'shar she'atzadikim yoshvim b'shalva, u'mevakshim leishiv b'shalva b'limazeh. When tzadikim sit in this world and wanting to sit in peace, ha'sotun ba'al makatrig, it is the sotun, it's a horror, who comes and challenges this peace of tzadikim and says, listen, lo'idayin shum metukun le'nalim ha'bo, el she'mevakshim leishiv b'shalva b'limazeh. It is the sotun that comes and makes this charge. What do you think you're doing, tzadikim, seeking peace and tranquility in this world? Is it not enough that you have in the next world? And the Medrash goes on to say, this is Yaakov Avinu, who wanted to sit in peace and quiet, and along came the problems of Yosef. And the question that should be obvious to anyone who learns this Chazal is, what is the criticism of Yaakov Avinu? Poor guy. I ask you, what do you think Yaakov Avinu was going to retire and do? Was he going to sit on his veranda and write a memoir? He was going to learn Torah. Yaakov Avinu was Amud HaTorah of the three of us. Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years and Shem Vaivik Kimat didn't sleep the entire time. Now he's got a stretch of time towards the last period of his life. No, what's he going to do? Of course he's going to sit and learn Torah. What is this? What is the problem? Why is this an issue? Why is it Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv Shalva? Oy vavoy, Yaakov wanted to sit. He wasn't going to sit and twiddle his thumbs. He's going to learn Torah. So that's the question that hits you with this Chazal. And interestingly, in these Rashis, Rashi also brings everything that happened to Yaakov Avinu happened to Yosef, because we carry on with Eile Tel is Yaakov Yosef. And there seems to be a proximity, which I'd like to explore, between the relationship that is between Yaakov and Yosef, and then this limud as well of Bikish Yaakov Yosef Shalva. I think there's a theme that can run through it all. So, in previous years, we've gone into depth of the parasha to explain Sinas Achim, the brothers, how it worked. We're going to miss the whole thing out this time. Keep things interesting. And let's skip right to the end, or to the latter part of the parasha, where Yosef is in Mitzrayim. I want to share with you a Medrash Tanchuma, which I think is new to me this year. Very, very interesting. The Medrash Tanchuma Ches is going on the Pasuk, V'chol Asher Hu Oseh Hashem Matzliach B'yado, which we're going to quote again later. But Yosef HaTzadik was very successful in Mitzrayim. And his master in Mitzrayim saw that Yosef was very talented. And so says the Medrash, you know what? Since once the master saw how good Yosef HaTzadik was, he gave him all the keys, right? He's got a trusted lieutenant, gave him everything, all the responsibilities. Finished. Didn't know what was going on. Left Yosef to it. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, Kiven Shera Yosef is Atzmoy Bekach. Once Yosef saw himself with such tremendous responsibility, his chil oichel v'shoiseh, he started to eat and drink. The salsa basara, he started to be fancy with his hair. And he said, Baruch HaMokoyim Sheshkichani Beis Ovi. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's maybe forgotten about my father's house. Now, what does this speak to? This speaks to a level of comfort that Yosef had now gotten used to and had now gotten over his traumatic experiences from before, and they were traumatic. He was thrown into a pit, sold by his brothers, hated for starters. And now he'd settled down in Mitzrayim, and the Medrash comes along, and the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Yosef, Avicham is Abel Olecha Basak Va'efe, Va'at Oicha V'Shoiz Masalos V'Sarcha. Your father is still mourning your loss, and you're busy prancing about here in your fancy hair. Says Rabbi Yisraelam, no, I'm sending you in a Soyan of Eishes Potiphar. So as soon as Yosef gets too comfortable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hang on a second, hang about, hold your beer, as they say. Along comes Eishes Potiphar. And don't make a mistake about this Nisayon of Eishes Potiphar. There isn't a lot of psukim, in the parasha about it. And yeah, we have the lovely Vayimoein. It's very nice. It gives the idea that Yosef HaTzadik refused. You look at Medrash Tanchuma, there are pages upon pages, and in Yalkut as well, pages that describe the lengths which Eishes Potiphar went to try and entrap Yosef. It is unbelievable what effort she put in to try and get one over him. And how much effort, how much self-control, how much wisdom, how much wit it took of Yosef HaTzadik to push back. This was no small fish. This wasn't a little Nisoyan that Yosef had a difficult day in work. This was weeks, months long campaign that really put Yosef to test with Eishes Potiphar. And the Medrash has set this up that this came off the back of Yosef somehow becoming comfortable in his situation and almost too comfortable. And Hashem says, right, I'm sending you in the Soyan of Eishes Potiphar. So I believe that within this Medrash, and then more broadly, because of this Medrash, also how it links back to Yaakov, there is a tremendous Yosoid in this week's parasha, which is relevant to all of us. And it goes like this. The simple truth of the matter is that life is full of challenges. Every twist, every turn, every day, every night, every part of life is full of challenges. The nature of life is that it presents us with challenges. And anyone who's heard of or learnt through or looked at the first perek of Mesilas Yesharim will be familiar with this. And I just want to quote one line, although he says it multiple times in multiple different ways. And he says as follows, V'nimtza shehu musam ba'emes b'secha melchoma chazaka. A person is in this world in a tremendous fight. Ki kol inyonei ha'olam, bein letoiv, bein lera, hineihem nisyonis la'odom. Every part of this world are challenges for a person. Please note the words, bein letoiv, bein lera. It doesn't matter whether you're involved in something that is good or something that is, so to speak, bad. It doesn't matter if you're involved in something that is spiritual or something that is mundane. The fact is, you will be accosted, you will be challenged every step of the way. You could be a good person, trying to dance with a minion, trying to do your chavrusa, trying to just be present at home, do all the different things you're supposed to do, and whatever you try, you'll come up against a challenge. And it's so interesting, this. I always like my shurim to try and be things that I am either dealing with, grappling with, thinking about during the week. It's not just a dvar Torah for the sake of it. And since I thought of this idea on Shabbos, I was looking to the Pesukim and started putting this together. It opened my eyes. It was remarkable to me to see how many times tiny, tiny things that are there to trip you up. And I'll give you a stupid example, but I'm sure it's something like this has happened to all of us. I was in Marav the other night. I had a 2 minute, last night, was it? I had two or three minutes before Marav. You know, I was looking around for a safer. There's always a trap when you look for a safer before Marav, because, I mean, at least I find sometimes you end up so long trying to decide, should it be Gemara, Chumash, or Tehillim, and you end up with nothing, right? So, okay, I finally found the right thing I was interested in. Opened it up, and then someone came to talk to me. And it wasn't someone I could just, you know, it was someone I had to deal with. So I dealt with him, and that was it, right? I was just, it was like such a remarkable thing to me. Like, you're sitting there, you're standing before Marav, you have 2-3 minutes to go, you've got a safer in front of you. You're in the right place, okay? You're really well-intentioned. I really want this to work. Boom, challenge comes along. And what is the challenge in that moment, right? I think I played it right, okay? The challenge isn't necessarily for me to be rude to this guy. They'll get lost, I want to learn that in 2 minutes. It's how are you going to react? Do you walk away frustrated and get so upset with yourself, or upset with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or upset with the Sefer, or whatever it is that you might get upset with, and then live in that moment of frustration, and the next marriage is all ruined because of it, and then when you go home, you're in a bad mood because of it. Therein lies the challenge of life. This is life at play. Doesn't matter, says the Mizrach Hasharim, bein letoiv, bein lera. It doesn't matter what you're engaged in. If you're doing something in this world and you're alive, you're being challenged. And the question is, how you deal with it? Which means, and I'm saying the obvious here, you know, I think I speak for all of us. Our aim is to live good lives. We're trying to live in Sama Kadosh Baruch Hu meaningfully. But we the Yetzer Hara does a good job of tripping us up and giving us challenges. How many times have we started a new limud, a new chavrusa? I've got a limud which I try and do. And over the course of time, the last few months, it's been a bit haphazard as to, I haven't managed to do it as consecutively and as consistently as I wanted to. And every time I restart, there's another avalanche of things and reasons and excuses and whatever. Now, you know, we're human, okay? We can only do the best we can do. But it's fascinating to observe how many times we get knocked down. The challenges of life. Life is an array of challenges. That is the essence of life. So what's the key? The key is not to rest, not to retire from life, so to speak, not to give up, to keep on. Yiddish is a wonderful lesson. To strengthen sich on, I think it's, yeah, to strengthen oneself. Keep going. Relish it. Don't get knocked down. That's the key point. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kovov, and the Medrash also says something similar. And on these words, the opening words of the parasha of Vayeshev, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Komokim Shinema Vayeshev, Eina Roshon Tzayan. Mark and Chazal bring lots of examples where the word Vayeshev is used, and it refers to something that's painful. So I saw with Derek Drash. It's not Pshat, but Derek Drash. Vayeshev, you looking to sit down? Think you can take it easy now? You're in for a shock. Tzah. In other words, you're making a mistake. It's life is about challenge. Now, of course, we have to live balanced life. We don't want to be a stress ball about stuff, and we'll get more to that later. But the yesod is that life is there to challenge us. Rabbosai. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. No one is denying what Yaakov Avinu wanted to do with his time. Yaakov had been through so much by this point in his life. All he wants is a black Gemara. He says, Rabbani Shalom, enough. I don't want any more challenges. I don't want any more Esav. I don't want any more life turning me upside down. I just want to sit and learn Torah, Rabbani Shalom. What Bakosha could there be more noble than that? Says the Rabbani Shalom, you've misunderstood what life is about. As Mishael Sisharim says, Bein Latoiv, Bein Lera, life is there to take you on a ride through challenges. There's no such thing as Bikesh L'Shalva. There's just no such thing. Yosef HaTzadik had a similar idea. Yosef, after his traumatic experiences, and Gevaldik that he dealt with it so well, and he rises in Mitzrayim, and he settles down in his new life. But he gets to that point where the Medrash tells us, Rabbi Shalom says, you're far too settled over here. This is becoming a bit like a lechatchila for you, Yosef. We're going to rock the boat a bit. Let's bring you Eishes Potiphar, the whole thing. becomes much more difficult. The point being, what is life, if not the challenges that it presents us with? And of course, we're talking here about tzaddikim, we're talking about Yaakov, we're talking about Yosef, and their lives and their nisyonos are way above us, ours, and we're not going to be held to the same standard that they're held. But the yesod, in principle, is true for all of us. And I just want to speak for a few minutes the implications, or the main implication that there is, of this understanding and this appreciation that life is a life of challenges. So for me, the main yesod comes back to bitachon. A life, realizing that life presents us with challenges, means that we get to realize and remember again the importance of living life as a beteach. There's a famous phrase in Yiddish, a mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Yeah, a person thinks of ideas, Hashem laughs. In other words, Hashem has his own plans. And what I'm trying to emphasize here is, when we talk about plans, I'm not just talking about mundane things. Oh, I want to make lots of money, and Hashem laughs, and I'll decide that. I'm not talking about just the big, obvious things. I'm talking about plans that we make of spiritual growth. Plans that only a few months ago we stood on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, or in between, and we said we're going to do better in this and that and the other. And whether we tried or we forgot or we tried again, this is life. This is what it's about. It's called Chanukah. It's another opportunity where you actually take stock and you go, hang on, you know what? Rabbi Shalom, I didn't quite do as I wanted to do. I want to try better. I'm going to get back into the arena. I'm going to keep going. Your idea of what you want from your life doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. Rabbi Shalom is in charge, and it's your surrendering of that realization, Takesh Baruch Hu, that the life of Bitochen, which comes directly from this realization of a life of challenge. And Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in this example, really brings this out, because part of living Bitochen is understanding we don't know what's going on in life. We don't know what's good. We don't know what's not good. He brings some Medrash Bereishis Rabbah Pirkei Hey, Pehei Aleph, where the Medrash based on a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah is, Ki Anochi Yodatis Machshavos, Hashem says, I know the inner workings of a person's mind. I know what the Machshavos are. The Medrash comments regarding the whole story of chain of events of Yosef and his brothers. The Medrash says, Shvotim hayu asukim b'mechirasa shel Yosef. The Shvotim busied themselves with selling Yosef. And the Medrash tells us, v'Yosef hayu asuk b'sakoy b'ta'anisa. And Yosef was, Medrash tells us, was enveloped in his own sackcloth and fasting, bemoaning his terrible situation. And it says, Reuven also, and Yaakov Avinu also. It says the Medrash, v'hakodesh baruch hu, Haya Isaac Oboiroi Irish Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy creating the light of Mashiach. So the Baron Kotler, what's going on here? What's in Peshat Nismanish? Moiridik. The brothers sold Yosef because they wanted to get rid of a problem. They didn't like Yosef's dreams. Yosef, you think you're going to rule over us? Ha! We'll show you. It wasn't that spiteful, obviously it was halachic and all the rest of it, but I'm just saying the storyline, right? They threw him in the pit, they sold him, gone, our problem solved. Little did they know that the very act of them selling Yosef set up the dream to actualize. They were feeding the storyline by their very action. The Shvatim were busy selling Yosef to cancel him without realizing that they were setting the scene for Yosef to end up in Mitzrayim, where Yosef would have his dream fulfilled of being the Melech. Yaakov Avinu, Reuven, says the Baron Kotler from the Medrash, they were sitting mourning. What a terrible tragedy to befall such a wonderful family. Poor Yosef. Yaakov, for 22 years, he was so affected by the loss of Yosef, he couldn't have the Shekhinah appear to him. He was really sad. He was really put out. And yet, what was Baruch Hashem doing? Says the Baron Kotler, Baruch Hashem was preparing, paving the path for the Geula, for the Yeshua, as we'll see in a moment how. Do we ever know what's good and what's bad? It's in a situation of a challenge, and boy, this was a challenge. They're busy with sackcloth without realizing there's something very different going on here. I've spoken this point at length in previous years, but I'll mention the Medrash, because the Medrash brings it out so clearly. That all that transpired in this week's Sedra, all of it, starting with Yaakov Avinu's love of Yosef, the hatred of the brothers, the selling of Yosef, etc. All of it was preordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo had a plan which he had told Avraham Avinu, your children, your descendants are going to go to Mitzrayim. This was part and parcel, concrete, set in stone. This is the plan. Nu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo had to sort it out. Says Rebbeinu Shlomo, Chumah Gimel. The Rebbeinu Shlomo decided he was going to take them down b'chavoid. How do you forcibly engineer for an entire family to go down b'chavoid? Hevi alila, says the Medrash. Sheyeh hav Yaakov leYosef yisnu echav yim kodesh meleri. It's Ryan. The Rebbeinu Shlomo engineered events that Yaakov should take love, should love Yosef more, and engineer certain sin, or his brothers won't like it. And the rest is history, that they all ended up in Mitzrayim. So whilst all of this was transpiring, and the characters in the story at the time, in real time, thought the worst thing was going on, it was all a chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlomo to engineer that Klal Yisrael should go down in Mitzrayim, b'chavoid. And there's another Medrash Dalet that says the same thing. That's what it means to live a life of bitachon. To appreciate when a challenge happens in life, it's not just a chizuk to say, yeah, 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 Hashem means it well. Hashem is planning this whole thing. We've no idea. The Ksav Sefer brings such a murdich gemara about Yosef and Mitzrayim. Continuing with this theme. Gemara Nidala Madalav Madalav says, Dorash of Yosef. I'll give thanks to you, Hashem, if you're angry with me. But your anger is turned away and you comfort me. What's going on with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, it's talking about two people who go out on a business trip. And en route, Yoshev lo koitz le'echad miyam, one of them gets a problem with his leg and he's unable to continue the journey. But the other fellow does continue the journey. Just picture it. You've got two guys heading out to sea with major business opportunities. And one of them gets pulled back. We were talking before about obstacles that come our way. One of them gets pulled back. Says the Gemara, Hischil Macharif Magadif. He starts to curse. He's frustrated. Rabbi Shlomo, I was doing your shtadlus, I was doing your will, I was just doing a bit of business, and this is what you have to do to me, etc., etc. But then he heard that his friend's ship, that was successful to get out there on the journey, sank at sea. Which means that this guy who had this annoying foot problem that therefore was unable to go, saved his life. Now he starts to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the pasuk, says the Gemara. The very same thing that began for me as a reason to say you were angry with me, Hashem, actually is turned around and I realize I'm grateful to you, Hashem. But then comes, I think it's so sad, but it's so true. The Gemara ends off this piece. This is what Rabbi Elazar said. The Rebbeinu Shlomo performs all the wondrous things in his world levadoi, by himself. What does it mean, by himself? Says the Gemara, afilu balanesei noimakir benisoi. The one who has the miracle doesn't even recognize the miracle that's being done to him. Says Rashi, hu levadoi yoidei asunes. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is out there acting on our behalf for our good, and we don't even realize it ourselves. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, so to speak, is left on his own. A lot of the time when things happen in life, we don't get to see what the wholesomeness of it. We don't get to see necessarily why it all is to our benefit. A lot of the time we don't. Hashem levadoi. Says the Ksav Sofer, this is chatting the Pasuk when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, Vayihi ish matzliach, Vayihi Hashem beveis adonov. Why the Pasuk emphasizing Vayihi Hashem, Vayihi Hashem, says the Ksav Sofer? Because it was the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it was with Yosef the entire time. You know how the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know how Yosef was doing well in the house of Mitzrayim, in the house of his master, Vayihi Hashem, because Hashem was with him. He was ish matzliach, Vayihi Hashem. And that was the perspective that Yosef had. Based on this, I came to an insight into a Chazal. Again, this Chazal is from that first set of Rashis, the beginning of the parasha. I mentioned how much is there. But I think it's Emes La'amitah Shel Torah. It's my own idea, based on what we've been saying. Rashi tells us from Chazal that Yaakov Avinu saw all the Alufei Esav, the whole list of all the kings of Esav listed. And he became afraid. And Yaakov Avinu says, who's going to help me stand up against all this lot? And Hashem replied to the Pasuk, Oh, Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yaakov is a fire, Beis Yosef Lahaval, Yosef is the flame, and Esav is Beis Yosef Lakash is a straw. You'll have one bit of flame from yours and you'll destroy the whole of Esav. What's going on with that? The Medrash Tanchuma puts it slightly differently. And Medrash Tanchuma says, Getz Shelcha Yechale Oysam. One spark of yours will destroy them, says the Medrash. Zeh Yosef, this is Yosef. What spark? In what way is Yosef a spark? How did Yosef conduct himself in Mitzrayim? What was unique about Yosef when he was in his master's house in Mitzrayim? The Pasuk tells us, Lamatez Gimel Vayar Adonov Ki Hashem Itoy. His master saw Yosef, that Hashem was with him. Says Rashi, Shem Shomayim Shogol Bepiv. Yosef constantly referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his actions day by day. Everything that was asked of him, it was always mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived. Yosef HaTzadik lived with Shem Shamayim Shogu B'Hiv, he lived with Bitochen. The spark of Yosef is the spark of Emunah and Bitochen. It doesn't matter how many Alufei Esav there are, it doesn't matter how many enemies there are, it doesn't matter how much might they have, but one spark, says the Medrash, Getz Shelcha Yechale Oysom. Which spark? What spark? The spark of Emunah and Bitochen. If you live life with that clarity that the Ribbono Shel Olam has our back, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the good in mind, and if it doesn't feel good in the moment, if it doesn't seem good in the moment, it's still good. If you're able to stay strong and resilient with that idea, with that clarity, you can defeat everyone. I mentioned it a number of times, but look, read the stories of the hostages when they were stuck in the tunnels in Gaza. It is noira noirois how they came out stronger. Many of them came out bali emunah bitochen from their experiences. It's mavel al arayin. It's completely unimaginable what they went through. And yet they found the Ribbono Shel Olam there. Getz Shelcha Yechale Oysam. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter who's got the stronger arm. It doesn't matter who's got the stronger weapon. If you've got the getz, if you've got the spark, if you're able to engage with life with a perspective of emunah bitochen, you have everything. So, in short, what we're really expounding on, what we're really explaining here, comes back to what the message was that Hashem wanted Yaakov Avinu to know, and then by extension, for all of us to take away. It's Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Veshavah, that's not what life is. Bein Letoiv, Bein Lera, whatever you're trying to do in life, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be challenges, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the best to come out of us because of how we deal with them. Not to be knocked off course, to stay the course, to stick it through, to try again and try again and try again, and eventually you'll make it through. To be a Yosef, to live with Shem Shamayim Shogu B'Piv, to realize that if everything is conducted l'toiv oseinu b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we must live with emunah bitochen and with a level of clarity that completely changes the experience of our life, and it completely changes the ability of others in terms of how much they are able to affect us. Even enemies, they won't have power over us. Getz Shelcha, one spark of emunah bitochen, destroy everybody else. And I want to mention one more thing, which is, I think, an important perspective in this context, and it comes from the Shlo. The Shlo says on this medrash, the Shlo in the Derech Chaim, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Shavah, says the Shlo, Umayachshev Hedik Kamoini, Shlo talks about himself with great anivus. If Yaakov Avinu was told life's not about resting, not about relaxing, not about, you got to make what you can of the world, says the Shlo, therein lies a tremendous limit for us, Al-Kain. The person has to be mechazik and stock and gemilas chesed, and look to basically make the most they can of this life. And I think that the simplest reading of that is that life is full of opportunity for growth. And it's really important that we strike the balance right. It's true. And it's written about tzaddikim, that they are expected to go above and beyond, beyond, beyond. So Yaakov Avinu wasn't going to be sufficient for him to learn. He has to face whatever he has to face. And Yosef similarly had to face his challenges. It's a worthwhile perspective for a person to have, that we have to make the most of life, but at the same time, we mustn't lose ourselves. And we mustn't be too hard on ourselves. And we mustn't look to have a difficult life, look for the difficulty, look to take things too seriously. It's very important that we do try, and we're able to, because we're not tzaddikim, but we're not held to the same level, to live that balanced life, where on the one hand, yes, there's challenges, yes, there's opportunity, but we must see also life as an opportunity. Life as something even keel, something we're able to deal with, something we're able to live on our level. Don't forget, it's not on us to finish the job. But we're still not free from giving it a go. So in summary, that which Yaakov Avinu was taught is true for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's level of tzaddikim are going to be held to a much higher standard than us, but the limud is still there. And it's a kedai, it's a limud that's kedai to have in life. Life will throw stuff at you. Don't get dissuaded. Don't get beaten up. Even if you're trying to do good things and you're prevented from succeeding with them, keep going, keep going, keep going. Fight it. Fight it with bitachon, and Hashem will help us the rest of the way.